Welcome to the Infinite Lives and Games podcast. I'm your host, Victor Diaz, also known by my gamer tag as Seth Infinite. Damn, does it feel weird saying that in front of the camera? This is the fifth time that I'm doing this recording. I'll go get it. I'm gonna run with this one because this is gonna be the final version. I'm not doing that again. But yo, this is gonna be a very special episode of the podcast. It's gonna be live recorded solo episode of me talking about the 1 year anniversary of this beautiful and awesome project that I've been taking on the journey of creating and putting out there into the world. It's been an amazing time, and I will keep saying that until I stop doing this project, because oh my god, it's been so much to it. I learned so much. I've connected with so many different people. I've rekindled friendships. And today, I want to get into that. If you want to see the live version, all unedited and all that stuff, you can check it out on Instagram. It's going to be under the Infinite Lives and Games tag. But yo, anybody that listening to it on the any streaming platform for the podcast, you can sit down, enjoy the show, because it's going to be a very personal one. But for you guys on Instagram, you guys get to see my face. I might even put this on YouTube when the actual YouTube actually comes up, man. That's another thing I'll probably address on this video. But yo, let's get into this episode, man. Gonna be no one else but me sharing my thoughts about making a podcast, keeping up with it for a year, and doing all this, because shit is, it ain't easy, but it's something that I love. It's something that is very dear and I'm very passionate about. And oh man, I don't even know where to start. So I'm just gonna go with this. So the first thing that I want to talk about is the things that I've learned during this podcast. And I want to start it off strong. I'm gonna hit y'all with something real, something that, you know, you could take when it comes to doing something new, when it comes to starting new projects, or just anything you want to accomplish in life in general. One of the biggest things that we do that I found out doing this podcast, and you know, even in my relationship, shout out to the wifey, this topic of self-sabotage. When you're about to make it to a new level, when you're about to raise your temperature, you know, it feels like as humans, we try to find the excuses. We try to find the things to tell ourselves that we're not going to make it, that this is stupid, that things are better, that people are doing it much better. And there was, I think there was like multiple times during just doing this whole thing that I almost quit. And that's a real honest thing, because it's like, yo, like, I don't have time for this. The episode didn't come out. I'm not staying on schedule. Or, you know, something like even the solo episodes that I was trying to do, they sounded like crap. So I was just like, ah, fuck it. You know, I'm gonna just quit. But it was self-sabotage, because I knew that I was leveling up to a new place, a new being. With this podcast, because this podcast, I've been wanting to do it for so long, and I've been wanting to get out these stories for so long, and they mean so much, that new level scared me of being that person in front of the camera right here, or that person behind the mic talking to these people, sharing my stories, sharing their stories. That's powerful shit. A lot of people, no offense, but they can't do that. They don't have the strength, the willpower, or maybe their skills are somewhere else. And it was scary for me. It was hard, and multiple times I quit. A couple of things that really got me back into it was, you know, first and foremost, shout out to Elijah Nelson, Mr. Mairu Gathri. Oh my God, if you're watching the show, I love you so much, man. He was the first person that I went to do this podcast, the very first episode. If you haven't checked that episode out yet, man, please go. Tales of Hesperia. Gotta do all the little things, but, you know, shout out. But yo, Mairu Gathri, man, Elijah, it was the first episode. And I remember doing this first episode with him, and I remember showing it to him, and we both looked at each other. We was like, yo, we got something special here, man. Like, we almost turned a tear, man. It was an incredible day. And I ran to my fiance at the time, my girlfriend at the time, and I was like, yo, I did it. I made an episode, and it came out great. And we were talking about all his problems in this video game, and it just all clicked together. And it was the most exciting thing ever. And then after that, you know, I just kept asking people, yo, you want to be on this podcast? I'm doing this new project. And I got a couple of no's, and that's also something else that I learned too, you know, is that you're going to get the no's. And you got to be okay with them. You got to be okay with, like, all right, people don't believe in your project or people, but you got to believe in it, right? You got to keep going. Sometimes maybe those people might even come back. Sometimes those people are the ones that are watching, you know? So after Elijah, man, I just kept asking people, and they was just all on board. And that's another thing, man, that you guys rock this shit, man. Elvis with his Dragon Ball Z episode, that was, I think, the second one or third one, I'm losing track, but talking about his bullying and shit like that, I'm like, damn, I didn't even know all that. Like, That's another thing. I'm going to go all over the place with this video, but I didn't know a lot about these people that I was just meeting or that I've been friends with or knew since high school. And they were just telling me all these things on this podcast. And I'm like, damn, this is working. Like, these people are pulling out stories, and it's not to make fun of them. It's not to, like, get the, you know, insult them. Like, this is real shit that real people go through. And that was the point of this podcast since the beginning, was to get out these stories. So, you know, shout out to Elijah, Nelson, Elvis, Rio Azul coming in with Bioshock, talking about his music career and the whole philosophical aspect of Bioshock. And we had Chris talking about Persona, you know, that Persona universe, man, that shit was crazy. And a bunch of other people that really came on this show and just really was vulnerable with their lives and the things that they learned. And I can't thank you guys enough, because one, this show wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. And two, that's what this show is about, to get out this stuff about video games and their lives, because it's gotten a little better over the years, but video games just to get this bad rep of how, you know, basement dwelling people just don't do anything and all they do is play long hours of games. But no, these video games have saved our lives. They have made friendships. They have established so many memories and so many great things. So all of you guys, I thank you. I cannot thank you enough. So we got the self-sabotage. We got thank you going on. Let's see what else we got. You know, learning about how to talk with people, how to interact with people. And like, even throughout editing these episodes, I'd be like, damn, Vic, like, stop saying, yeah, yeah. Or, you know, and and like I learned a lot about how it is that I speak. You're not going to keep the New York out of me. Even right now, I'm all hyped up and talking about this stuff. And, you know, the slang and shit and curses coming out, that's not going to change. But like the sentences and the way that I speak, and even trying to vibe and get on the same wavelengths as with people and their emotions and the way that they talk during the podcast, because sometimes people will ramble on and kind of get them back on track and stuff like that. So I had to learn about that, and it was fun, I'm not gonna lie, you know. And some people were difficult, some people were hard, some people were like easy to get in with, like Elijah, perfect example. I'm gonna keep coming back to this dude. Shout out to Elijah Nelson, man. He was just so easy to get into conversations with, because he showed so much enthusiasm. And some people, you know, you gotta pick and you know, screw out the information. But as a host and as a person leading this charge of this podcast, that's what I got to do. So I definitely learned about that. And what else? Staying on track. That's also another stuff. There is so much missing that I promised during the course of this whole year with this podcast. I'm talking about like the poll questions. I remember all the way back in the beginning when I was asking, hey, do you guys want to learn about this or that? And I never follow up with them. But if you paid attention a little bit, you could kind of see them sprinkled throughout the individual podcast episodes, because I did put them out there. And actually, I did record some solo episodes besides the Yu-Gi-Oh one with the homelessness, talking about the homelessness and stuff like that. But I did record them and I just didn't like them. I was, you know, self-sabotaging, like I started off this video and stuff like that. But it's definitely been a learning experience, to say the least, when it comes to this podcast and doing all everything. And I just want to say again, thank you. I want to say that season 3 will come up in a month. Gonna take the whole month of April off and just gonna do the first episode starting off on May, and that will open up big. The ending episode to season 2 is a big one. I really, really appreciated this guest for coming on this show. Lenny J, thank you so much, bro. If you're watching this, it was a phenomenal episode. I can't wait to put that episode out. This episode is going to come out first. Then in season 3, we're going to open it up with another big episode. It's going to be fantastic. But there's lots of stuff coming. Like I promised, there's more solo videos. Maybe even more videos like this when I get on the camera. The YouTube, oh my God, the YouTube has been eluding me for some time now. I'm going to hit you with another point. Time management and staying on track, that's also something else that I learned too, about, you know, staying on track when it comes to uploading episodes and managing your time, because, you know, working a full-time job, and then you got a full-time job with the wife, you know, she and then you got your own personal things you want to do, and then you got stuff to upload for the podcast. So yeah, it's about time management. I haven't had the time to really do the videos because I'm a one-man army when it comes to, you know, just editing and doing all the stuff for the podcast. I did mention that Elijah Nelson is kind of like my co-host. Like, we have been doing a lot of episodes, but it's just me doing this episode, working on it, and putting out the vision out there. Speaking of which, is another point. But yeah, you know, it's just been solely me doing this, and the YouTube is going to come. I am going to take the month of April to work on it. So by May, I have no excuses that YouTube video of all of the podcast will be out. Not all of them will be out because I want to put gameplay behind them. So some of the games that I've spoken about, I got to get gameplay footage of them. And I'm going to put them over the voiceover of the podcast and we'll get them going. So as soon as I get footage for the games, I'll put the video together and put it up on YouTube. And I also want to work on getting our cameras and getting people's faces and facial reactions out there so you can enjoy our time together, you know, or over Zoom or whatever it is. So I'm going to set that up. I'm also set up so you guys can support the podcast. You know, I want to grow this thing and make it into an even bigger thing, and I'm gonna need better equipment and all that stuff. So I'm gonna probably show you a little bit of the the setup a little bit, but you know, time management is really important when it comes to doing all this stuff. So YouTube is gonna come out this month, and who knows, I might keep up with these solo episodes. I might look at you guys and see my pretty face and all that stuff. But this whole first year has been amazing, and I can't thank people enough. I also want a special shout out to the wifey, Lauren. You know, at first, when I first came up with this idea, she was the first one that hit me up like, yo, you really have this passion for video games. You should try doing something that you really like with it. And so, you know, I was like, damn, I don't want to work with video games. I don't want to mess up what I have with video games. And I sat there and I really thought about it and thought about what it is that I could do to impact the world, what it is that I could do to show the world that video games is more than just video games, it's all these experiences and all this love and all this passion and all these lessons. So, you know, I was like, damn, one day I just thought about it overnight. I was doing it overnight, and I sat there, I was like, yo, like, maybe I could start a podcast. I was listening to a podcast. I was like, maybe I could do that. And I got behind the mic and I started doing it with Elijah. I was like, damn, like, this is easy. Like, let's go. Let's do it. So that's a little backstory behind that. So shout out to the wifey. I love you so much. And, you know, shout out to Elijah and everybody else that's been supporting. And I want you guys to support the podcast even more. So like I was saying before, I showed you guys the room to donate to the podcast so I can get better equipment to get people on, bring out more powerful stories and more journeys so that you guys can relate to as well too. So definitely be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for the YouTube. Be on the lookout for season 3 coming in May, and just more overall things. And lastly, I want to mention that I do want to grow this podcast this year. It's going to be ever expanding. It's not just going to be video games, but it's going to be other topics that I want to talk about. Shouts out to the people that follow me on the personal channel, Victor Diaz Financial. But I also want to start a business when it comes to money. So be on the lookout for that, because there's going to be some different segments coming out. And I want your guys' opinions on them. I might separate them. I might put them into their own channel or their own YouTube channel, whatever it is. I want Infinite Lives and Games to become a brand, to become something that people look out towards, like Infinite Lives and Games or Infinite Lives and Money or Infinite Lives and Men. You know, just, you know, this is little things coming out in the future. But I'm going to end the episode there. It's a very short, very personal episode. I thank you guys for watching this. I thank you guys for always supporting. You know who you guys are. I can't wait to have you guys on the show. And yeah, can't wait to continue. There's going to be lots more to come. Infinite Lives of Games, man. Oh, so proud of it. As always, guys, I want you guys to stay healthy, stay safe, and of course, stay infinite.